Hello.
Hey, Mr. Kragan, it's Michael again from MMA League. How are you? Okay?
All right, check, please.
Yeah, you breakfast?
That top me up. I'm going to Leeds today. It's hard to get something to eat in my stomach before I go to Leeds, you know what I mean?
Are you going to Leeds?
I'm going to Leeds today. I'm going to see my wife's mother. You know what I mean? She's no well, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, sir.
Okay. So I'm going on the train to England, and I'm not really wanting to go to England, and I'm kissing, you know? I'm like, so I've probably got a couple of beers, you know. I'm sorry that I'm making on your family, your English is a fail, you know.
My English father from Liverpool. The scout.
That was something I asked not to, by the way, I'm a Rangers man, so I like the Gerard, you know.
Yeah, big season Gerard
on me,
buddy.
Are you the other one ever?
No, it's big season Gerard, you're a me.
Yeah, a good man, mate, you're a good man. What can I do for you, son?
So I need to have 10 minutes with you, Andrew. Go over your case. We're part of the investigation team, buddy, and it's our role to go out and gather the evidence, like waiting to the services and stuff. But do you have 10 minutes, Andrew, to have a chat with me?
Aye, go for it.
Alright, perfect. Just saying, I'll do all of our calls recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Andrew, just to, not only to write to, you know, the social services of your care settings, it's to get to know you a bit better. And try and understand, you know, the trauma that you faced as a child in these cases, and how that had an effect on you into your adult life. Like an evidence, you know, like you being diagnosed with anxiety, PTSD, depression, had any issues with alcohol or substances, insurance attempts, all that stuff really that I can evidence, and I'll tell you about it today. Then I can write it to you, like the HGPs, patient centers, the hospitals, just so I can get a real accurate picture of, you know, what happened to you in care, how it's going to affect your whole life.
Okay.
Scottish Visa has to take all that into consideration when deliberating on your case, Andrew.
Okay.
To give you the best chance, really.
Okay.
Is that okay, sir?
Aye, no problem, mate. I'm good for it, mate.
Okay. I am asking some questions, buddy, so I am truly sorry for having to ask you these, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you, represent you if I didn't ask you them, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, ask away.
I'm sorry, mate. Have you ever been diagnosed with any depression or anxiety, Andrew?
Well, I did when I was in Scottish prison, because I caught my wrist in Scottish prison, but I was doing my mum dying.
Okay. And that was beyond diagnosed with...
But it had me down for alcohol abuse and all that back in the day, just when I was leaving the children's home.
Okay. So you put your wrist whilst in prison, yeah?
Aye.
In prison. How old was you in prison?
I've been in prison since I turned 21.
Okay. Just wondering if I can get them records, or I don't know where I can get them from.
Because I'll be honest, half the people I met in the children's home, I met in jail, you know what I mean? It's like 10 people, different scenario, you know what I mean?
Very early on, and 90% of our clients end up in jail.
I'm not going to school.
Yeah. Well, is that what you want to move from jail for?
I was pretty well, I've done a few things, but I guy tried to stab me, so I battled his tongue and I was done for it, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And when I met the governor, I was done for assault, by carrying a weapon. I got 6 months in the jail, I was done for 3 months, and the governor was like, I'll see you again, I'll never be back. My friend never looked back, because I met a bunch of the whole, 10 different people, different scenarios, and just carried on to there, you know what I mean?
Pretty involved in boring,
eh? Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever spoke to your doctor about any sort of mental health issues, Andrew?
I have, I spoke to a few doctors. They're trying to get me involved with the mental health team at the LGA. But because they say I'm involved with alcohol abuse, they can't deal with me. So I need to deal with alcohol addiction before I deal with the mental health addiction.
Yeah, that part,
you know what? I only drink now and then, you know what I mean? I don't drink to the drink, but they think I drink to the thing after social up the book that I'm an alcoholic. I drink 7 days a week. I thought the first one to update the report, Michael, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they get to work them out, even before they get to see me, they've already heard rumours through social work, oh, you better watch Andy McCann, he doesn't like social workers, he's anti-authority, he'll face on you. So they've got an opinion of me, Mike, before he's walking, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want to act with them because they're not my cup of tea, do you know what I mean? Might mean they're depressed when I see them than I do before I see them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the
social sent me alcohol addictions and now when I left him, I was staying there, mate. Seen him 20 minutes from him. I was up the top of half an hour after I seen him. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, the guy actually put me on the drink.
Yeah.
I thought I don't involve myself with them. I'd rather just be left alone, stay away for 40 figures and
okay.
Keep to myself.
Will your GP have records of your alcoholism, will he? Let's just say
aye. Aye. My doctor has that.
That's good. Well, it's good in the sense that we can evidence uh-huh. alcoholism to past trauma, shall we say.
Uh-huh.
So, easy getting those information on the clients. Alcohol. Do you have any issues with any substances?
Well, I just buzzed the gas. Then I went home, I met a guy and I started buzzing the gas.
Gas?
Aye, see later, please.
Ah, okay.
Gas. Later gas, butane, no?
Yeah. I'm
still doing that. Used to buy it from the older guys, like, I had to buy that, drink that, and smoke that, and all that. See, I didn't know what it was, I just done it because I felt intimidated. If I didn't do it, I was going to get my kids kicked in, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know why all the boys were in the home, because I'm now going 14, those guys at 25, 24 in the home, and what are you doing here? Because I'm super, you know what, I
okay, tell you what, let me write to your doctor. Can I get your GP details, please?
Aye, it's McKinnis Medical.
McKinnis?
Aye, Medical.
How do you spell McKinnis, what do you know?
M for Michael, C for Charlie, I for Index. N for November, I for Index, S for Sierra, and that's for Kenneth Medical.
Okay.
And it's in the Main Street, Newt Hill.
Doctor, no Hill.
Newt Hill, it's N for November, E yeah, for Echo, W for what? Newt Hill.
Yeah, got it.
Got it.
Yeah, so 60 High Street. Aye. Can we keep this, buddy? Let me get this done. Let me get this. Added cell. MNES. Megatron. Center. Mustin 60 High Street. What the fuck? Jim?
Hello?
Is that Matthew? Matt, I can't say it's good anymore. High Street. ARVH. Some addresses up here in Scotland.
Okay, tell me about it.
My God. How many clubs do you need?
Tell me about it.
So this is 60 High Street, New Hill, Motherwell.
Aye, that's that part.
5 year.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, how long have you been with that GP for, Andrew?
I've been with that doctor for 7-8 years.
Okay, so 2019 to go. Okay, buddy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write you some tea. I'm going to get all the information from your about your alcoholism.
Uh-huh.
Post alcoholism.
Uh-huh.
I'm also going to write to the councils in Northern Ayrshire, Stirling, and North Ayrshire. Uh-huh. As well,
uh-huh.
About your time and care.
Uh-huh.
When I get your information back from your time and care, Andrew, do you want me to share that information with you?
I'd like to see it all, Paul. You know what I mean? This is always the everything I've asked the social to tell me back today, they tell me, oh, we can't give you none because it's private and confidential because there are other people involved. And I thought that's wrong. Did you write reports about me? I'm just saying, like, see you coming to the Dog Mora. I heard Andy McCann going to drink the dog bar. He's right down there before, taking that as gospel, man. Whereas if I wrote the test, well, who wrote that about me? He can't tell you. Even though it's right, you know what I mean? And I think that's wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get everything, I guess, as a power of the law firm behind me, I'll send you copies.
Brilliant.
What we'll do then, Andrew, is we'll go through it all together, case by case, and make sure that you're happy with all the evidence we've got. We'll go through all of your statements together, buddy. In 10 months' time, because that's how long it's probably going to take me. We'll get all of your statements in line, you and I. We'll then add your medical records to your file. And then we'll do what's called our final submission.
Right.
Our final submission is where we submit all of our evidence to the Scottish Food Address. And, you know, finish off your case, if you like. What we've done so far, Andrew, is we've gave Scottish Food Address notice that we are going to claim. They've gone through your case and they've gone through your statements that you gave to our customer care team. And they've given you an application number. And we've got a case.
Right,
it's not the start of the case, it's now up to us to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Right,
so what happens then, Andrew, is once we do the final submission, is we wait for the panel days. It's where the panel of individuals inside the Scottish Egress will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then hopefully from there, buddy, we get a recognition of any wrongdoing and financial compensation for you.
Exactly. Brilliant. How about the result? We get signed.
Yeah, hopefully.
Exactly.
Do you have any questions for me, Andrew, on that?
No, that's all, mate. That's all, my friend.
Okay, so buddy, what's your policy due to the sensitive nature of these cases? We're about to obviously embark on our largest body of work for you. I'm just making sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you. I have to run you through it. I'm doing this recorded call as well, just for our compliance team, but we've probably been over this with our customer care team.
Okay.
So just to let you know, Andrew, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail you essentially gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. That's an option for you. Nobody thinks option, Andrew. There are other law firms out there, Andrew, in England and Scotland, that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress but won't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Andrew, is that those law firms get paid direct from the Scottish Government a statutory fee as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client whether you win, lose or draw that case. As representing a fellow law firm, I can't legally divulge or go into those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, or probably more importantly, Andrew, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is here at MMA Legal, we've actively rejected that government legal fee scheme on multiple occasions. We won't accept a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do, Andrew, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, we win, you lose, together.
Okay,
It's on us, Andrew, as a business, to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process.
Right.
Our fate are tied, basically, Andrew. The more we get the more we get paid. Just on our fees, Andrew, our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT, which will net you out to roughly around about 19.2%.
Right.
You'll never pay us more than that. On the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, Andrew, because you've been through such emotional hardship throughout your life because of your time and care, spiraling into mental health problems, alcoholism, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you compensation or we're unsuccessful getting your compensation, we will never come looking for our fees from you.
That's fair enough, man. Thanks very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Andrew, is what I'm trying to say. Do you understand those three options I've given you, Mr. McCracken?
I understand everything you said,
Perfect. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
I'm happy for you to go and I.
Excellent. Just letting you know, Andy, you signed documentation with us on the 27th of March, which is your fee agreement, or your, you know, no win, no fee agreement. You have that called a 14-day cooling off period from that date, which runs out. Give me 2 seconds. Which runs out on the 10th, which is Friday, I believe. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed, I can restart that today. If you're happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees, happy for us to come back on, you have the right to wait the 14-day cooling off period and then just get started.
No, I'm happy to use it, mate. Happy for you to crack away with it all.
So you're happy for me to wait the 14-day cooling off period?
Aye.
Perfect. Well, Andrew, you've got my number now. My name's Michael. I'm going to be your
team
throughout this whole process. Save my number, buddy. If you need me, thank you. Give me a call. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, and I'll switch basically every 3 to 4 weeks thereafter, and let you know how I'm getting on.
Well, cheers for your call anyway, mate.
Enjoy these, Andrew. Good luck.
I won't, mate. See you later.
See you later, Andrew. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.